been listening to the Breath of Life radio broadcast, a ministry of Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church, located at 4615 South MacArthur Drive. That's the corner of MacArthur Drive and Willow Glen Street in Alexandria. You are cordially invited to worship with us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for Sabbath school and 10 a.m. for divine worship. Prayer meetings are held each Tuesday at 7 p.m. Maranatha continues to offer to our listeners free of charge Bible study lessons in a colorful and easy to understand format. A beautiful certificate is issued upon completion. The Extreme Praise Ministries is also sponsored by Maranatha. It is a community-based youth ministry of approximately 75 area youth. Its ministries include skits, puppetry, mimes, drama interpretation, praise dancing, and more. To request Extreme Praise Ministries for bookings at your church, family reunion, street ministry, or other events, or to request free Bible study lessons, please phone us at 448-4059 or toll free at 800-779-1787. Send comments or questions to P.O. Box 5502, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Thank you for listening to the Breath of Life broadcast. See you at Maranatha next Sabbath.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Praise the Lord. Open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. And I'm going to talk to you tonight about the Lord is my helper. Amen. How many of you need some help? How many of you know you got some help? Amen. Let's look at verse number 5. Hebrews 13, verse 5 says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them who have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be not carried away with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace and not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Praise the Lord. Father, we just thank you. We give you glory. I thank you that you will show yourself strong here in this very hour. We look to you. You are the strength of our life. And we say that you are our helper. And we're grateful for that. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Notice here it talks about being content with such things as you have. Now, it's not talking about you being content with things that or in your life that don't line up with the will of God. You should be content with those things. Tell your neighbor, say, don't be content with things that don't line up with the word of God. Amen. I'll be content as long as I've got the will of God going. I'm content in the will of God. I'm not going to be content not having enough. I'm not going to be content being sick. Amen. I'm not going to be content having sinful habits. I'm going to be content in the will of God. Be content with such things as you have, for he have said, God has said something. What did God say? He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In other words, God is saying, I will not abandon you. I will not leave you to your own means. I will not leave you without aid or support. That's what that means. He's not going to leave you without aid or support. He's not going to leave you without help. I will never leave you. I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, because we have a word from God that he will not leave us and he won't forsake us, he will not abandon us, he'll never turn his back on us, then we can boldly say some things. And one of the things that we can boldly say is, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what can man do to me. Amen. Let me read that out of the Amplified Bible. It says, let your character or moral disposition be free from the love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have in the will of God. For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you. Listen to this. I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down, or relax my hold upon you, assuredly not. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me? Amen. When your life is in God's hands, you don't have to fear any man.
That's right.
When your life is in God's hand, you don't have to fear any man.
Amen.
Amen. We can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Tell somebody next to you that the Lord is your helper. Now, some of y'all didn't do it right. Because how did he say it? That means without circumlocution. That means with confidence. Amen. But not a lot of words, just bold, confident, fearless, courageously say it. Look him in the eye and tell him again. You're supposed to say that boldly. You're not supposed to say that sheepishly. You're not supposed to say that scared. You're not supposed to say that like you don't have any confidence in the Lord. You're supposed to say that boldly, so that we may boldly. Now, the Lord said something so we could have something to say. He said, I will not leave you. No, 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 no. I'll not let you down. I won't abandon you. I won't leave you helpless. So that we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper.
Amen. That's right.
You have a helper tonight.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor again. Tell him boldly again. How many of you need some help? Oh, I thank God that he's a helper tonight. A helper, somebody called alongside to help you, to give you aid and assistance. Amen. And he's the best kind of help you can find. He's not just any kind of help. He's the best help. Because he know everything. And he got all power in his hand. Why should I be afraid? when I know the Lord done told me he ain't gonna leave me. So he guarantees me his presence. Whether I can feel him or not, I know the Lord is with me. The Lord is with me right now. Tell your neighbor that. Yeah, he's with you right now. Right now. The Lord is with you right now. Even right now, the Lord is with you. Amen. Say it. The Lord is with me right now. Say that the Lord is in this place right now. Say, the Lord going home with me tonight. He ain't ever going to leave me. That's right. God knows how to help you. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn to Psalm 107. Now, when the Lord starts helping you, he can help you in a lot of different ways. He can send somebody to help you. Right? So God can put the right person in your life at the right time to help you. That's help that came from the Lord. Amen? All right, let's look at Psalm 107, verse 1. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Have you been redeemed from the hand of the enemy? All right, if you've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, if you've been delivered from the devil, you know you ain't got to be scared of no man. Right? Tell your neighbor, I'm redeemed. Tell them, say, I'm redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Amen. Glory to God. So he said, oh, give thanks to the Lord. So you need to start thanking God. Spend more time thanking God than you do talking about your problem. Amen. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. If you've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, say so. Amen. Glory to God. So you're redeemed because you're redeemed. The word redeemed means to buy back through the payment of a price. That means that you don't belong to yourself anymore. You belong to God. And because God purchased you, he said, I ain't going to leave you and I ain't going to forsake you. I'm going to help you. Amen. You just got to want help. And then you got to listen when help come. You got to listen to the instruction. When God give you an instruction, your help is in that instruction. Amen. And then God surround people around you with help. Turn to Acts chapter 26. Oh, let me tell you something. The Apostle Paul, did he have some help? Oh, yeah, he had some help. But you know what? He said there was the Lord that helped him. But how did the Lord help him? The Lord helped him by putting people around him that got him out of dangerous situations. You know, when he was in Jerusalem, they wanted to kill him. Now, I like this scripture here because this is our foundation scripture for our church. Verse 18, Paul's giving his testimony to King Agrippa and to his entourage. And he's telling them about the day he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. And he's telling them what Jesus told him. And in verse 18, Jesus told Paul, he said, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those which are sanctified by faith that's in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. Notice here that obedience plays a part in your help. You want God to help you, you got to obey. You want God to help you, you got to be faithful. Amen? Because if you're not faithful, you're going to be in a place you ain't got no business being. Unfaithfulness always puts you out of the will of God with the wrong people, the wrong place, the wrong time. Because God will assign you to a place. He'll assign you to a people. Amen. He'll give you an appointed time that you're supposed to be there. And if you're not faithful, see, you will drift away from the place that God appointed for you, and you'll be somewhere where you ain't supposed to be, but and still wanting help. But the help is in the appointed place. The help is with the appointed people. Amen. The help comes in the appointed time. Listen to this. He said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Everybody get it? Obedience and faithfulness go hand in hand. Amen. So I want the Lord to help. I'm declaring him my helper, but I still have responsibility. It ain't all on God. Even though he is never going to leave me or forsake me, he's going to do his part. Now I got to make sure I do my part. Okay? Listen to what Paul said. He said, but I showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea and then to the Gentiles that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. I like what Paul preached. He preached that men ought to repent and turn to God and then do works meet for repentance. What does that mean? It means that you live your life in a way that shows you repented. You just can't say you repented and keep on living like you're living, because if you just keep living like you're living and there's never any change, you didn't really have true repentance. True repentance means you go in a different direction. And then Paul said you need to show that you have really repented by the way you live your life. Amen? All right. He said, For these causes, the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Men want to hurt him. Having therefore obtained help of God, listen to that. Having therefore obtained help, what did he obtain?
Help
of God. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing to both small and great, saying none other things than those things that the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. So what did Paul say? He said, I've only been preaching what the Lord gave me to preach. He said, but I obtained help of God, and I continue to this day. So how was Paul able to continue? Because God helped him. How did Paul's help manifest? It manifested in the supernatural power of God working in him, and it also manifested in natural help that God assigned to work with Paul and to help him get the job done. But he gave God the glory for it and said, I continue in this day because God helped me. He said, I'm here today because I obtained help from God. I can tell you I'm here today because I've had somebody helping me. Hallelujah. How many of y'all where you at today because God been helping you? Amen. How many of you know God helped you in a lot of different ways? Glory to God. But you got to give God the glory for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead. Tell your neighbor again boldly, the Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my helper.
All right. Boy, I like that. Y'all strong tonight. All right. Turn to Psalm 27. Look at verse number 1. The Lord is my light and my what? So he has a declaration. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Your relationship with God has to be personal to you. You can't go around talking about, well, the Lord, your light and your salvation. No, the Lord, my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Why? Because the Lord is my light and my salvation. The word salvation means deliverer. It means deliverance, preservation, safety, and soundness, healing. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Who do I have to fear? Because the Lord is the strength of my life. Now go ahead. Tell your neighbor, say, the Lord is the strength of my life. Tell them again.
The Lord is the strength of
my life. Who's the strength of your life?
The Lord.
Your job ain't your strength?
No.
No, the Lord is the strength of your life. Amen. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Listen to this. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came up on me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Now, he's talking from personal knowledge right here. Notice this is in the past tense. when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, when they came upon me, which means this has already happened, when they came upon me to do what? To eat up my flesh. I mean, to destroy my life. They did what? They stumbled and fell. So you see, when you make the Lord your strength, you make the Lord your help, you make the Lord your redeemer, when your enemies come against you, they're going to stumble and fall. Amen. What's going to happen to them? They're going to stumble and fall. And when they stumble and fall, then you trample on them. I ain't talking about people. See, some of y'all think my people. Y'all think, oh, yeah, I'd love to walk on top of them. Pastor, I'm waiting on them to fall so I can get on top of them. Your enemy is not people. Some of y'all got real, real happy. When we're talking about your enemy stumbling and fall, and you thinking about a person falling and stumbling, you're supposed to be praying for that person's salvation. You're not supposed to be praying for their demise and for them to go under. You're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Now, we know that principalities and powers do work through people. And so when they start working through people and people start coming against you because they have principalities and powers working through it, now they will fall. In other words, their plans are not going to succeed. Those plans will fall. They will fall. But it's the devil behind it. That's the enemy we're talking about. When the devil assigns people to your life, it ain't going to work. When people are assigned by the devil to bring harm to you, all right, you pray for that person and you come against the devil. You come against the devil, but you pray for that person. Didn't Jesus say, love your enemies? Now, he's talking about people. He ain't talking about the devil. You ain't supposed to love the devil. You ain't supposed to, I love the devil. Don't say that. Don't. We supposed to love everybody, not the devil. Jesus loved righteousness, and he hated iniquity. So it's all right for believers to have some hatred in them. You just can't hate people. You're supposed to hate sin. You're supposed to hate ungodliness. You're supposed to hate lying. You're supposed to hate immorality. You're supposed to hate anything that's not of God. You're supposed to detest those things. Right? Listen to this. Though an host should encamp against me. Now he's talking about present. Right? God done dealt with the ones that came against him. They stumbled and fell. Amen. He said, but though an host should encamp against me. He's talking about right now. Maybe there's some people that's lined up against me that the devil is using to bring destruction in my life or to get me out of the will of God. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. So even when things start going bad and when people line up against you, you have to keep your heart from getting in fear. Sometimes the host that comes against you is sickness and disease. Sometimes it's poverty. Sometimes it is a bad relationship. But whatever will come against you, whatever weapon Satan form against you, when that host comes against you, don't fear. My heart shall not fear, though war should rise against me. In this will I be what? Confident. I'm going to be confident in wartime. I'm going to be confident when a host is encamped against me. That's what he said. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, listen to this. How many of you got time of trouble? See, there's a time of trouble that might come to you. For in the time of trouble, he shall do what? He shall hide me. See, he's your help. So when trouble come, God has a place to hide you. That's one way he help you. He hides you from from your trouble so your trouble can't find you. How many of you know God know how to hide? How many of you know if God hides you, ain't nobody can find you? If God do the hiding, can't nobody find you. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Glory to God. In other words, he's saying, I'm going to hide you in my presence. This man that's trusting God, God said, I'm going to hide you in my presence. Then I'm going to set you upon a rock. In other words, God said, then I'm going to elevate you. I'm going to hide you, and then I'm going to set you up. I'm going to set you up on a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. So now God has elevated me above my enemies, and I'm looking down on them. They're still trying to find me, but they can't find me. They can't see me, but I can see them. Because the Lord done set me up on a rock. Oh, thank God for the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Therefore, I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises unto the Lord. So while my enemy's trying to find me, guess what I'm doing? Sitting up on a rock, looking down, singing. Not scared, not running, not full of fear, but God has set me up on a rock. That rock is Jesus. Amen. Jesus is that rock that God set me upon. Amen. And I sit on him, and then I just rejoice in him. I sing unto him. I praise him. My enemy's still trying to find me. But I'm hidden. And I'm caught up with God and say, look, my enemy, they're trying to destroy me. How many got some stuff coming against you? You just need to let God hide you in his secret place. It's a secret place. Not everybody can get in the secret place. The secret place is prepared for those that love God. And when you get in that place, the enemy can't touch you. He'll try. You may feel the effects of warfare in your life. I'm not going to tell you you're not going to feel the effects. But what do? When you feel those effects? You just keep on praising God. You keep on declaring he's your help. You keep on saying he's your light and your salvation. Amen. All right, look at Psalm 28. Tell your neighbor again, say, the Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. Psalm 28, verse number 6. Blessed be the Lord, because he have heard the voice of my supplication. When I say, Lord, help, guess what? He heard that. He heard the voice of my supplication. Supplication is just a humble, heartfelt request, prayer, a cry for help, a cry for aid and assistance. So I say, Lord, help. Then look at what he said again in verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. Glory to God. You see, God done fixed this thing so many ways that if you don't understand going in the secret place, maybe you'll understand the shield. The Lord is my strength and what? My shield. My heart does what? Trust in him. In other words, my heart is not fearful. My heart trusts in him. Listen to this. My heart trusts in him, and I am what? Helped. When you trust in the Lord, your help is on the way. I can't tell you how many times I read this scripture when I was in a rough spot, not knowing what to do, not knowing the next step. And the Lord gave me this scripture here. And look at here. How many stars I got by this scripture there? That's a 5-star scripture.